Truckies and local leaders are at breaking point over a dangerous highway between Napier and Taupo, where 8 people have been killed in the last 12 months. They say government ministers and Waka Kotahi, that's the transport agency, aren't listening to their pleas. Our Hawke's Bay reporter Tom Kitchen took a trip along State Highway 5.
Truck driver Tony Alexander has seen a fair few crashes, but in March, he was one of the first responders to a crash where a 21-year-old woman was killed. He describes the moment when he arrived at the site.
Essentially, it's just carnage. You've got 2 cars that are sitting in the middle of the road, one that's got so much impact damage to it that you just know that it's not going to be a good outcome. And, you know, you've got people that are trying to help. You've got people that are just standing around not knowing what to do. And, it's chaos at the start.
Mr Alexander has been calling on Waka Kotahi to change their tune for months, but he says they haven't properly addressed his concerns.
Is it the workmanship? Is it the fact that they're not using the proper materials? Is it the funding? We don't know. We're the ones that are out here on the road and see this damage, and we can't do anything about it.
Hastings Mayor Sandra Hazelhurst agrees with Mr Alexander. She's been getting call after call almost every day from residents and is sick of people losing their lives on the road. But she says no significant change has been guaranteed by central government.
While there has been a small investment in this road over the last year or so, it's not sufficient. And it is just replacing what is there and filling in. There isn't any serious improvements made to the road that are going to make significant safety changes.
Road Transport Forum Chief Executive Nick Leggett has joined forces with the locals for the fight. He says the road service is like a patchwork quilt, and as you drive along, you can see why there are so many accidents.
8 fatalities in 12 months is an appalling record of road safety, and this road to us is a local and regional example of a national problem.
He put a challenge to Associate Minister of Transport Julianne Genter, who's responsible for road safety.
What is the response from politicians when they've got a road like this that's a major carrier of people and freight, and 8 people have been killed in the last year? Surely there has to be some response. And as I've said, I think that Julianne Genter needs to come to the Hawke's Bay and see this for herself.
Ms Genter was unavailable for an interview with RNZ. While not directly addressing Mr Leggett's comments, in a statement she says she expects Waka Kotahi to prioritise safety upgrades to the most dangerous roads. She says safety upgrades like sided median crash barriers and rumble strips will be rolled out across the 3,000 kilometres of high-risk state highways over Aotearoa. Waka Kotahi wouldn't be interviewed either, but its regional transport systems boss Oliver Postings says the agency recognises residents' concerns. It plans to analyse the road a bit more to see if there are any specific issues or areas that require immediate attention. But many locals in the Hastings district feel it's just a matter of time before the next life is claimed on this stretch of road. For Checkpoint, call Tom Kitchenaho.